Harper Audio presents God is Not One, the eight rival religions that run the world and why their differences matter by Stephen Protheroe, read by Paul Bamer. Introduction. At least since the first petals of the counterculture bloomed across Europe and the United States in the 1960s, it has been fashionable to affirm that all religions are beautiful and all are true. This claim, which reaches back to All Religions Are One, 1795, by the English poet, printmaker, and prophet, William Blake, is as odd as it is intriguing. No one argues that different economic systems or political regimes are one and the same. Capitalism and socialism are so obviously at odds that their differences hardly bear mentioning. The same goes for democracy and monarchy. Yet scholars continue to claim that religious rivals such as Hinduism and Islam, Judaism and Christianity are, by some miracle of the imagination, essentially the same. And this view resounds in the echo chamber of popular culture, not least in Dan Brown's multi-million-dollar Da Vinci Code franchise. The most popular metaphor for this view portrays the great religions as different paths up the same mountain. It is possible to climb life's mountain from any side, but when the top is reached, the trails converge, writes philosopher of religion Houston Smith. At base, in the foothills of theology, ritual, and organizational structure, the religions are distinct. Differences in culture, history, geography, and collective temperament all make for diverse starting points. But beyond these differences, the same goal beckons. This is a comforting notion in a world in which religious violence often seems more present and potent than God. But is it true? If so, what might be waiting for us at the summit? According to Mohandas Gandhi, belief in one God is the cornerstone of all religions. So it is toward this one God that all religious people are climbing. When it comes to divinity, however, one is not the religion's only number. Many Buddhists believe in no God, and many Hindus believe in thousands. Moreover, the characters of these gods differ wildly. Is God a warrior, like Hinduism's Kali, or a mild-mannered wanderer, like Christianity's Jesus? Is God personal or impersonal? Male or female, or both? Or beyond description altogether? Like Gandhi, the Dalai Lama affirms that the essential message of all religions is very much the same. In his view, however, what the world's religions share is not so much God as the good, the sweet harmony of peace, love, and understanding that religion writer Karen Armstrong also finds at the heart of every religion. To be sure, the world's religious traditions do share many ethical precepts. No religion tells you it is okay to have sex with your mother or to murder your brother. The golden rule can be found in not only the Christian Bible and the Jewish Talmud, but also in Confucian and Hindu books. No religion, however, sees ethics alone as its reason for being. Jews understand halakha, law or way, to include ritual too, and the Ten Commandments begin with how to worship God. To be fair, those who claim that the world's religions are one and the same do not deny the undeniable fact that they differ in some particulars. Obviously, Christians do not go on pilgrimage to Mecca, and Muslims do not practice baptism. Religious paths do diverge, Houston Smith admits, in the foothills of dogma, rites, and institutions. To claim that all religions are the same, therefore, is not to deny the differences among a Buddhist who believes in no God, a Jew who believes in one God, and a Hindu who believes in many gods. It is simply to claim that the mathematics of divinity is a matter of the foothills. Debates over whether God has a body, yes, say Mormons, no, say Muslims, or whether human beings have souls, yes, say Hindus, no, say Buddhists, do not matter, because, as Hindu teacher Swami Shivananda writes, the fundamentals or essentials of all religions are the same. There is difference only in the non-essentials. This is a lovely sentiment, but it is dangerous, disrespectful, and untrue.